This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Biden's being Biden's being an extremist.
A lot of fed-up Americans were left dazed by the supposed resilience of the message of the Democratic Party.
We're the United States of America. No, I'm not joking.
A Democratic platform that said your increasing poverty doesn't exist.
But what they've done is they've taught people the word inflation, right? Yeah. Most people who would have never used that word ever in their lives are using it now because they've been taught it.
Those machete attacks.
In Malibu, this homeless man was recently arrested after attacking a man with a machete.
Daylight homicides and subway rapes.
The attack was brutal. It was wicked. And the worst part is when the people are watching.
Well, they never happen.
Kathy Hochul believes that the only crimes that are being committed are these crimes with guns. And you get people who are afraid of being pushed in front of oncoming subway cars. They're being stabbed, beaten to death on the street with hammers.
Okay.
Anyone who commits a crime under our laws, especially with the change we made to bail, has consequences. I don't know why that's so important.
We will make owning a home and retirement impossible for subsequent generations.
When I was born, the median price for a house was $108,900. Now it's $337,200. Even if you account for inflation, that's about a 45% increase in cost.
The overwhelming evidence of vaccine deaths and injuries are a figment of your conspiratorial imagination.
And we're here with a simple message. Get vaccinated. Update your COVID vaccine.
Something like 1 in 1,000 people have died. We don't know how many more will die. But we're into double figures of millions who've definitely been killed as a consequence of this policy. I've not been a religious person, but I'm absolutely clear in my mind. The only people, the kind of planning and thinking it takes to have done what has happened are people who would worship Satan.
This was the Democrats' message. What factors led to this train wreck of the corporocratic district of criminals country club mirage of our constitutional republic?
Have you followed up the alleged allegation of your connection with Jeffrey Epstein?
Was there a generational factor? Gen Z, the 18 to 29 age group, gave 28 points to the Democrats, swayed by the fear-mongering. Gen Z was more than happy to trade what's left of their future to their Marxist boomer counterparts who promised them student loan forgiveness and will now wag slavery in the form of universal basic income in their faces.
Have you thought about where this is heading? This is heading to you having no life. To you spending your income on needs rather than treats and desires. Because you won't have any spare money left for those. They don't view you like a human being, these people. What we've got left is a government that's a middle management team for some higher power.
And I think ultimately we will have to have some kind of universal basic income.
Middle and working classes will be eroded and replaced with robots, AI and big corporations, and given a basic income. The old world is not coming back. A group of billionaires are deciding how the rest of the world should live, and they have the ear of the government that claims to represent you.
The abortion factor saw 37 points go to the Democrats from unwed mothers. And did Trump's shadow loom too large over a Republican Party rising from his ashes? Or are these merely excuses to distract the CNN exit polls results that revealed that 75% of voters said the country is on the wrong track and an overwhelming majority are angry about inflation and the economy? Biden and company will now ramp up the threats on anyone with an unshakable gut feeling after they witnessed once again the blatant, antiquated, and openly rigged, quote, incompetent, end quote, voting system.
So you're telling me I should vote John Fetterman, I should vote Joshua Shapiro?
You vote that, Democrats, all of them are the Democrats. You only got one against one.
Project Veritas Action journalists were told who to vote for just mere feet outside a polling center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania today. This is referred to as electioneering.
So you have to fill out the ballot properly for the tabulator to read it.
So is that the malfunction that's happening?
Human.
People aren't filling out the ballots correctly?
Yes. Yeah, but we're walking them through it.
We did get a little problem. Some people who did vote here say they were, when they showed up to vote in person, the that they had already voted absentee.
The full report's on Infowars.com.
I'm pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing it right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I don't want to be here with a "see, I told you so" moment. I want to say, hey, we worked hard, we stopped the next phase of the New World Order. But by extension of this takeover, our credibility is only going to go up because everything we've talked about until we stop the New World Order is going to happen. But just remember that. It's a battle plan. We're living under it, and we have to stop submitting to it. So Tucker Carlson last night, the full video is on InfoWars.com, full 16-minute monologue, came out and stated what even NBC News is now admitting. mRNA injections destroy your natural immune system, causing all sorts of diseases along with heart problems, blood clots. The Lancet study and other studies prove mRNA injections are dangerous and deadly and don't protect you. But I wanted to hit that before we hit the latest news, and then get into FTX, what was really going on with that organization, and the multifaceted attack profile of a juggernaut like FTX, the deep state set up, and what it was designed to do as a war chest. So you want to go the deep dive on FTX and these poison shots? We're about to do it here in part of the second hour, then I'm going to hit all this other big news after that, then open the phones up and take your calls. But here's Tucker Carlson.
The link to neurodegenerative disease, myocarditis, Bell's palsy, liver disease, impaired adaptive immunity, impaired DNA damage response, etc. So it's possible, in fact, it's looking likely that the vaccine might suppress the immune system. This fact, the authors concluded, will, quote, have a wide range of consequences, not the least of which include the reactivation of latent viral infections and the reduced ability to effectively combat future infections, end quote. Now, again, we sincerely hope that's not true. But it's not just the conclusion of one scientific journal. The Lancet, maybe the most famous scientific journal in the world, released similar findings in February. The Lancet's piece was entitled, quote, "Risk of Infection, Hospitalization, and Death Up to 9 Months After a Second Dose of COVID-19 Vaccine." A physician called Kenji Yamamoto made this observation about the data from The Lancet. He wrote this in a letter to the Journal of Virology, and we're quoting, "The study showed that immune function among vaccinated individuals 8 months after the administration of 2 doses of COVID-19 vaccine was lower than that among the unvaccinated individuals." Now, your first response, if you're a humane person, to a line like that has got to be deep sympathy. Because people were misled. They were forced. They were forced. Medical ethics thrown out the window. People were forced to take medicine they didn't want. And some of them may have been hurt by it. And you don't have to take this man's word for it. Pull up the Lancet study yourself. You won't find anything of the text of the article saying what Kenji Yamamoto said, which is weird. Why would the Lancet want to hide a major finding like that? We can't say. But if you look at Table 3 in the piece, here's what you'll find buried in the data. among people around the age of 80 who have been double vaccinated, that would include people like Joe Biden, the per capita rate of medical incidences, including hospitalizations or death, is nearly twice as high as the rate of serious incidents for the unvaccinated. This is 180 days after vaccination. What is that? And why is no one interested?
All right, so if you're a new listener, you're like, wow, this is huge news. But our regular listeners are like, Jones, we've heard this 2,000 times the last 2.5 years. We know. Well, guess what? The public doesn't know. So we're not just trying to be an entertaining radio show. I get most try to just do that. We're actually trying to save the world here. I'm not lecturing listeners. I'm just telling you that it's very frustrating that we were telling people this almost 3 years ago, and we had government documents 2+ years ago, in October of 2020, that they knew it would do this. It was a plan. They did studies on rats with these exact same mRNA shots for COVID-like viruses, and it did to them what it's doing to us. And that's how the CDC in an October document admitted it and told you the entire list of what it would do. So I'm glad NBC News is covering it. I'm glad Tucker's covering it. But we have David Bauer, who works for the British government and the Canadian government and did studies for Pfizer. This is 2 years ago. Laughing and giggling and saying, we've already done studies with this shot. It's right when they're rolling it out. And it erases your immune system, so you're going to always have to take more. And then it makes you sicker. So these people think you're animals. They think you're idiots. And they sit there and they admit what they're doing to you in your face. They create slush fund war chests like FTX to fund their criminal activities all over the world and to suppress and censor doctors and scientists that expose this. That's what FTX did. They didn't just steal your money. They want to kill you. And until people get that through their head and understand what we're up against, we don't have a hope in hell. These are scientific eugenicist madmen. Even looks like the guy from 12 Monkeys, the bad guy. But here he is, heading up the major studies into this, telling you as it was rolling out how great it was going to be, because you're going to have more and more of these shots because you'll have no immune system. And every time you take them, you get sicker. Here it is.
So the key message from our finding is that we found that recipients of the Pfizer vaccine, those who've had two doses, have about 5 to 6-fold lower amounts of neutralizing antibodies. Now, these are the sort of gold standard private security antibodies of your immune system, which block the virus from getting into your cells in the first place. And so we found that that's less for people with two doses. We've also found that for people with only one dose of the Pfizer jab, that they are less likely to have high levels of these antibodies in their blood. And perhaps most importantly for all of us going forward is that we see that the older you are, the lower your levels are likely to be, and the time since you've had your second jab, as that time goes on, the lower your levels are also likely to be. So that's telling us that we're probably going to be needing to prioritize boosters for older and more vulnerable people coming up soon, especially if this new variant spreads.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard him tell you it's going to erase your immune system. They have a name for that. It's called AIDS. And when it's caused by a vaccine, it's called VAIDS. Since February of 2020, we laid all this out with top experts because we've been studying what they've been studying and planning. And they've been obsessed with giving you an autoimmune disorder, bare minimum, and giant prion clusters that basically give you mad cow disease, but in your arteries and your brain, too. This is a super weapon, folks, and it kills different people different ways, and they've done it. So, oh, we have the Lancet. Oh, we have studies that it erases your immune system and makes you sicker. Every country where they have higher injection rates of these mRNA shots, they have the highest rates. What country's had the most shots, anybody? Israel, highest death rate. You get sick, common cold kills you, if the shot doesn't kill you. Let that sink in real good here. And you got coroners and pathologists and undertakers funeral homes all over the world, from the scientists, the pathologists, down to the funeral home operators that say, we've never seen this before. Young people, they die of heart attacks, we slice them open, their arteries are full of these things, and they pull these tentacles out like science fiction movie, but it's not a science fiction movie, and then they study them, and it's an artificial folding protein. They inject you with a protein that in your own body starts replicating until you die. And remember, bears, it's estimated, one out of every person that they admit died, up to 100 actually died. So it's up to 100 times worse than they're actually telling you. And you're like, why would they do this? To test it and see if they can kill you and see if you go along with it. And if you put up with 20 million people they estimate being dead from this worldwide, well, my God, they'll hit you with something worse later because you put up with it. Why not? I mean, don't you really deserve to die if you're this stupid? Except the children don't deserve it, do they? Come on, folks. Come on, come on, come on. Wake up. Fire up your common sense, your life force, your self-preservation. We'll be back with a lot more. Stay with us.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Guam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Infowarsstore.com. That's your ultimate vote, is in the information war, and that's where they can't stop you with their mail-in ballots and their electronic voting machines. And they can't override giant landslides like we just saw with MTG and others in places like Georgia. All right, I want to get into FTX now. I want to be very clear. I think digital currencies and private currencies are a great thing. But it doesn't mean with any new currency or any new system there won't be scammers involved that are engaged in fraud and Ponzi schemes. And it's always the usual suspects, the Harvard Mafia, the Democratic Party, Wall Street, the more criminal elements of it, are right at the head of that. And so the Democratic Party, 3.5 years ago, openly financed and set up with Sam Bankman-Fried, FTX. And he gave, in the last 3.5 years, over $150 million to the Democratic Party, $50 million that we know of in official contributions just in the last year. But now we're learning it's billions to Ukraine, and Ukraine paying money back to him that goes to God knows who. And art scams and just all sorts of things they were using to launder money. And this really goes to the heart of who these people are and what their larger game plan is. So just like clockwork, they're now using the tens of billions of dollars of investors that's disappeared and so-called Sam Bankman-Fried's money disappearing. But it turns out he was wiring it to himself, most of it. And no one's discussing, where is he? Why is he arrested? Well, his whole family at the top and the Democratic Party and federal regulators set this up. And that's why he gave over $100+ million to the Democrats that we know of. You know, it's a lot more than that, is so that he has bought protection. The question is, why did it finally go under? Because I don't even follow crypto that much. I disagree in the idea of having independent free currencies. I don't want central bank digital currencies they control us with, so I support the idea of a wild, wild west of new currencies. But even those that didn't follow it closely would know that it was the online community and other more legitimate exchanges that actually want a long-term business model, actually who aren't engaged in fraud. It was those independent exchanges and individuals in the last 6 months that exposed FTX and brought it down, which again shows the deep state and all their scams are not as powerful as they'd like you to believe. This is a big victory against their tyranny and this giant money laundering operation that they've been running. And that's really the big takeaway here. So here's some of the headlines. FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried bankrolled the Democratic Party midterms war chest to sum of $40 million, but now the numbers are more like 50, using funds from his now bankrupt crypto exchange. Meanwhile, blameless customers have likely lost billions in savings. This is the scandal everybody should be talking about. But don't worry. White House press secretary says after the FTX situation, she said this on Friday, she said we need regulation, now a cryptocurrency, by the same Democratic Party that's written up the laws and executive orders that Biden's already signed to take over all the independent systems. Here she is.
Proper oversight. Cryptocurrencies, it risks harming everyday Americans. So this is something that clearly we monitor and that we see as an important issue. But the most recent news further underscores these concerns and highlights why prudent regulation of cryptocurrencies is indeed needed. The White House, along with the relevant agencies, will again closely monitor the situation as it develops.
Now, all you got to do is type into a search engine, though they're trying to scrub it, FTX, World Economic Forum, or WEF, and it's him with Bill Clinton and Klaus Schwab and all these other globalist leaders heavily investing and promoting what he's doing because it's being laundered right back to them, but now they are frying him. In fact, here's Sam Bankman-Fried just a few months ago bragging that he intended to give $100 million this year and maybe even $1 billion for the 2024 election, all for Democrats. Here he is.
You've talked before about being surprised at how little money is in politics. It is quite small, the amount of money that is donated relative to how much money the government spends. I imagine you have some probability distribution in your mind of how much money you might give in the next election cycle. Like, give me some number.
I would guess north of $100 million.
More than $100 million, sort of spread across many races, organizations, but toward the 2024 election. So if that's a floor, what's the ceiling? So I think the most anybody gave last time, if I have the right numbers, is $215 million. It seems like you'll probably give more than that, based only on what you've told me.
I think it is eminently possible. That would not surprise me.
So they sit there and grovel, oh, you're such a philanthropist, you're so loving, and it's all being laundered. It's being spent to block therapeutic treatments and get people killed. It's being spent to rob investors. It's being spent, and now he'll be used as the pretext to take all of our rights away and not have independent currencies and put us in the global social credit score. Truly a disgusting person amongst disgusting mafia that runs Harvard and the Democratic Party, because that's who's doing this. That's why the Chinese communist leaders send all their kids to Harvard to learn how to be real criminals. Here's a part of the Larry David Super Bowl ads where they even tell you just a few months ago at the end of the FTX ad that, no, it's not going to work. It's a pump and dump. It's a scam. That's, again, all part of rubbing it in, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is.
You sign first. No king! Gentlemen, have you taken leave of your senses?
The people shall have the right to vote.
Even the stupid ones?
Yes.
Stupid people vote?
Yes.
Ha!
Edison, can I be honest with you?
It stinks.
Does your wife know what's going on here?
She knows I go to work.
You're wasting your time. And it's sad.
You might as well put the dishes in the shower.
What? Hey, Captain, what's cooking?
We're putting the mail on the moon.
Are you out of your mind? I can't even get tuna without celery. Nobody's gone to the moon, ever.
Why not?
It's too far. It's far. It's really far. It's far.
わかるだろう。わかるだろう。わかるだろう。わかるだろう。わかるだろう。わかるだろう。わかるだろう。わかるだろう。
Like I was saying, it's FTX. It's a safe and easy way to get into crypto.
Yeah, I don't think so. And I'm never wrong about this stuff. Never.
The
globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
To the limit. Woo! FTX, deep state money laundering operation, but now it's been blown wide open. Humanity is waking up. Humanity is fighting back, and it was the independent internet that exposed it and brought it to its knees.
Time.
Welcome to the Limit. Oh, turns out they're now admitting the local police say the body cam footage is not what the feds put in the indictment of Paul Pelosi's attacker. He let him in. They were running around half naked. The official story is not true. Big surprise. They lied to us there. Big breaking news at the start of the next hour on the border and Texas. I'm just going to leave it at that. But I wanted to continue here with what we're facing as a civilization and as a society. We've got Kamala Harris running around, engaging in her normal behavior, pushing her propaganda. But it's important to remember that everything they're doing is betting on having an uninformed constituency. So I don't think people who are 18 to 24 are necessarily stupid. I think they've been under arrested development. They've been kept from ever getting jobs earlier, learning how the world really works on average. But there's still a lot of great young people. But it is very, very sad that they voted overwhelmingly for Democrat candidates. So that is a problem, and we should outreach to these young people that believe all these free lunches they're being offered are going to be coming. Because here's what Kamala Harris really has to say about you when she's talking at a fundraiser.
What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid. That is why we put them in dormitories. And they have a resident assistant. They make really bad decisions.
Yeah, they voted for you. I actually agree with that. On average, they make really bad decisions. They vote for somebody that when the Wakanda movie came out, she ran around and campaigned on the mythical country of Wakanda. Here it is.
Wakanda forever. Paid for by Kamala Harris. Wakanda forever. Paid for by Kamala Harris.
Let's say it one more time.
Wakanda forever. Paid for by Kamala Harris.
I shouldn't laugh at it, ladies and gentlemen. Trying to sell black people that a Hollywood movie that hates your guts is your culture is beyond, it's beyond sickening. Absolutely revealing is what it is of who these people really are and what they stand for. I want to finish up with the FTX. And we come back in this long next segment that's coming up. I'm going to hit something that we just can't glaze over. We can't just mention it and say it's bad. We have to really talk about what's behind it, the rollout plan they've got for it. If you think transgenderism has been evil, if you think that attempt to sterilize our boys and girls is bad, this is beyond that. And this is the next level of their attack. That's all coming up next segment. But let's hit this right now. From $16 billion to zero, Dem mega donor Sam Bankman-Fried has lost all his money, CNN reports. Tens of billions of U.S. dollars were transferred to Ukraine, and then using FTX cryptocurrency, the funds were laundered back to Democrats in the U.S. It's all on record, all documented. Joe Hoff does a great job laying it out. We're going to put the clip of him bragging how he'd give $1 billion now to the Democrats. And we sit here with these known disgusting scammers that come from long lines of scammers. We wonder why they do this to us, because they're scum and they hate you and your family and they see you as animals to be fed on. That's how the money laundering goes, from the Democrats to Zelensky to Sam Bankman-Fried. But where'd their exchange go? What happened to their exchange? You know, Andrew Tate made a great point about how he's made hundreds of millions of dollars openly with what he does. Now he lives in a palatial house and owns $10 million of cars and wears $30,000, $100,000 watches. But he says he's consuming with his wealth, and he goes and makes some money and then spends almost all of it in the economy. Then wealth is a good thing. the people like Bankman and his disgusting girlfriend, I mean disgusting for political activity, Gollum, they tell you money's bad and you having a car is bad and air conditioning is bad and, oh, the earth's dying while they fly around on private jets. They tell you money's bad all day because they don't want you to ever be successful. They want you to hate money and give it all to them. I mean, do you want somebody that, say, builds houses in your community and builds good houses and then goes to shops and stores and hires employees and employs people and all those services that regular nouveau riche people want creates the economy? Working class, middle class, upper middle class, super wealthy middle class, rich, ultra rich, super rich. But as you go up to the ultra super rich at the top, they're in a game of consolidation. They're greedy. They don't want you to have any money. So I don't aspire to be one of these globalist billionaires that got their money through scams. I am inspired by wanting to empower and turn humanity loose and see the success of humanity and then bathe in all that success and innovation that comes from a free, open society. Some of these videos are so beyond cringe. FTX CEO, again, running around talking about what a hero he is and how much money he gives. And all the money he gets is stolen and then given for horrible political operations like blocking therapeutics and putting people on ventilators. Elon Musk tweeted this, a meme. Man Fs 5 million people at once with a picture of Sam Bankman fried on it. Failed crypto exchange fix was ran by 10 people who lived together and were involved romantically. The second largest crypto exchange in the world, FTX, stole billions of dollars from their users and were having massive company-wide sex orgies, is being reported. But they're the good guys, folks. Meanwhile, Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum has scrubbed the page about FTX being one of their main funders off of their page. Because they intended this scam to go on and on and on. But there is how Sam Bankman-Fried is connected to the federal regulators, MIT and Harvard, all part of the family, all part of the scam. And don't forget, they funded as the one funder, the sole funder, Together COVID-19 trials saying you can't have that vitamin C or vitamin D or ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. Your answer is remdesivir. Dying a horrible death. All right, that's some of the news on that front. I'm going to go splash some water on my face because this is a really hard subject to cover. I had a big brainstorm on it. There's literally hundreds of points I want to make. Because this is the future they want us to live in and what they want to do to our children, not just adults. Forced euthanasia has another name. It's called genocide. It's called mass murder. We're going to hit it when we come back. I'm not funded by George Soros, the New World Order. I'm funded by you supporting us. I salute you. Even though we're selling out of things like X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, I'm keeping them at 50 to 60% off until they sell out. So get these great products now at the lowest price ever. Keep us on air. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com. Promo code 1776.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Poland, that's coming up, start of the next hour. We got big news on the Texas border, that's coming up next hour. But let me hit this right now and start getting into it. This is something I'm going to be covering a lot. We know the different globalist agendas, lockdowns, forced injections, open borders, drag queen pedophile time, the whole transgender program where they can't abort a kid when they're in their mother's uterus. In their womb, they want to cut their breasts and genitals off for their children so they're sterilized. It's about governmental control with these sex cults over your children and parental rights. And as the world passes the 8 billion marker of people, and the UN is set to, quote, celebrate that, they're actually founded to wage war against it, they're doing everything they can to target that population. And so Canada has regulations, not laws, and so do areas like Sweden and Germany, the Netherlands is one of the worst, where if parents decide to kill their 8-year-old kid, the child doesn't have a say, they're killed. So if a kid wants to be sterilized, the parents don't have a say. But if the parents want to kill them, parents have a say. And when you pull back from this, they cut the resources off and then say, we don't have money to take care of disabled people. And so then they come to those folks and say, we don't have money for you anymore for your medical care or anything. We're going to kill you. How does anybody feel safe in a society that acts and behaves like that? We always knew what Hitler did, the left was trying to bring back. And so where's the ADL? Where's the Southern Poverty Law Center? They're talking about Hitler and Nazis all day. This is what Nazis did, was kill disabled people. But the cases the media is using is like a healthy woman in Europe who a decade ago was in a terror attack and was traumatized by seeing a terror attack. So the psychologist convinced her to sign up and they euthanized her last month. Or, oh, you've got a bad back. We're not going to give you surgery for it. We don't have money. We're the liberals. We have unlimited money for free everything, but keeping you alive. And we've had confirmed case reports in Canada and Europe where they pressure disabled people to kill themselves. And under the social credit score, they just deny health care if they don't like who you are or your political background. We've all seen that. Oh, you're a Nazi. Oh, you're a climate denier. Oh, your social credit score is low. Whatever they add to that, now you don't get health care. This is the power of life and death that these cults want over people. So, euthanasia, full report on InfoWars.com. Disabled man set to die after losing rooming house. It's the new normal to expect a disabled man to be killed as the state pressuring him to do it. Canada's going to allow assisted suicide for healthy people with mental illnesses. So they're mentally not cognizant. They're mentally not able to make decisions. The state's their ward. It's like a five-year-old kid. Would you like to die? You're in pain? Child can't make that decision. Well, the state or their parents do. This is true, true evil. So here's just a short clip. This is just from today. There's literally hundreds of these a week where, oh, he's got back pain. Oh, they can't pay for it. So he's preparing to have the state kill him. Here it is.
Amir Farsoud has applied for medically assisted dying, known as MAID. He lives in constant agony due to a back injury, but has started the process for end of life because his rooming house is up for sale and he can't find anywhere else to live that he can afford. He barely survives on Ontario disability support payments, which are just over $1,200 a month. He doesn't want to die, but being homeless is not an option.
I know in my present health condition I would survive it anyway.
Farsoud meets the criteria for MAID, physical suffering due to disability that cannot be relieved. His doctor, who knows Farsoud's real reason for MAID, is his fear of being
pause. Notice on the TV show, the so-called news program with a loving woman, oh, it's so sweet, you're going to kill yourself, the government's going to kill you. They show or psychological reason, but they don't read that part. It says any physical disability and pain or psychological reason. Play it again.
Not an option.
I know in my present health condition I would survive it anyway.
Farsoud meets the criteria for MAID, physical suffering due to disability that cannot be relieved. His doctor, who knows Farsoud's real reason for MAID is his fear of being homeless, signed off on the application in August. Farsoud needs a second to do the same. There's a 90-day waiting period. He believes he could potentially access MAID in about a month.
I don't wish to be dead.
Oh, how liberal.
Even with the pain, even with the meds, I still want to be here.
He doesn't want to die, but he's signed up. They don't call for churches. They don't call for communities. They don't call for somebody to take him in. They don't ask the question on the news. Because, you know, you see these ads for the Humane Society. Oh, this little dog, Coco, is an 8-year-old chihuahua and doesn't have an owner. If Coco doesn't get adopted by next Saturday, she's going to be euthanized. Everyone runs to get little Coco. But see, the state doesn't want you having the idea that as a community, you individually would go help this person. Or, oh, this hospital's going to volunteer a back surgery. Sorry, doesn't have insurance. We're socialized Canadian medicine. You've got to die. I thought it's wonderful living under socialism. And now they're coming after the children, and they've got their Ken doll up there, Trudeau, pushing it all. What a true monster. So here's some of the headlines. Canada is going to allow assisted suicide for healthy people with mental illnesses beginning next year. Trudeau, liberals to facilitate suicide for mentally ill starting in March, and next it'll be you. Canadian doctor starts suggesting suicide to save money. Canada's killing regime. Perspective inside the world of Canada's assisted suicide for mature minors, children. Oh, you're mature, though. You can make a decision. Assisted suicide for poverty. That's the global social credit score. This is what they have announced. I told you for years on the Social Credit Score, you'll be encouraged to commit suicide. They'll even say, hey, you can get a round-the-world trip. You can get all this money to go gamble, whatever you want. We'll pay you $1 million, but in 1 year, you die. They've actually actuaried this out, and they know people that are psychologically controlled by them or on drugs the state's given them, 4 more drugs will sign on. What do you think the fentanyl killing hundreds of thousands a year is hitting our streets? And I've been at Skid Row in L.A. and other places where the police tell us, off record, but some on record, we're not allowed to even stop the drug dealers. And we saw drug dealers in their Escalade Cadillacs saying, what are you doing here? Get out of here. We're allowed to do this. They're creating all these suicide pods, and all the liberals go and check it out. They all get such a thrill. These are greedy, horrible, evil people. And if you think they just want the mentally ill and the children, you're wrong. They want everybody. It's a death cult. Canadian Association for Suicide Prevention hosts live event, International Day for People Impacted by Suicide Loss. We remember them, a conversation with Carol Todd. You wonder why we got 25 servicemen, it's gone up from last year, 23, committing suicide, because they're told they're worthless, they're told they're defeated, they're told they have PTSD. Yeah, you got some trauma, yeah, you got some issues, but instead of getting programs to overcome it and be empowered and told you're valuable, they tell you, no, you're worthless, let me put you on a bunch of drugs, and they kill themselves. How about veterans don't kill themselves? How about you politically, nonviolently commit yourself to help people lesser than you? And how about you help us politically and spiritually and culturally kill the New World Order? Why don't you get a mission for the Republic, veterans, and I mean at the general public, instead of these psychologists who are pushing this, are literally whispering in your ear, trying to hypnotize you into this crap. Canada's heroin euthanasia experiment should be a warning to the world. London Telegraph. Even mainline news says it's dangerous. Nicola Sturgeon considers backing assisted suicide in Scotland. It goes on and on and on and on. Canadian man claims assisted suicide is being pushed on him in hospital. Then the hospital says, well, we did encourage him to commit suicide. It says it right here. That's what we're supposed to do. The headline should be, Canadian hospital admits to pushing a disabled man to kill himself. Canada euthanized 10,000 people in 2001. As death lost its sting. Yeah, they're training us not to stand up for ourselves, to roll over and be destroyed, ladies and gentlemen. This is pure evil, and everything they do with their COVID shots is to kill you and depopulate you because they think there's too many people. Well, I got a message to Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and King Charles, the rest of you. If you think there's too many people and the carbon footprint's too big, you stop using private jets, you stop living on palaces, but we know you won't, then how about you kill yourselves? I challenge the King of England. I'm not going to do anything violent. Nobody should hurt him. I challenge him to hang himself on national television in Trafalgar Square. Then I'd respect him. I challenge Klaus Schwab to slit his wrist on national TV. I challenge Bill Gates to pour gasoline on himself on national TV and burn his ass up. I challenge all of you to think there's too many of us and we need to die for you to die. I challenge Trudeau to walk off a plank into a pool of starving sharks. You want us to die? You show us how to do it first!
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.